As Spain battled devastating floods, a single church stood untouched, defying all odds. Was it a miracle? Many believe it was Padre Pio's protection at work. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. You may have seen the images on television or social media. Images of the havoc wreaked by Storm Dana in Spain, particularly in the Valencia region. Within just an hour and a half, the rain that fell was similar to the amount the whole city of Paris would typically receive in a year. 460 liters of water per square meter, or about 11 gallons of water per square foot. The storm took everyone by surprise. Streets became torrents of water and mud, cars were swept away like toys, and the damage was catastrophic. The floodwaters destroyed approximately 44,000 cars and 21,000 homes. However, in the midst of this destruction, there was one place that remained untouched by the floods: the Church of St. Anthony of Padua in Catarroja. This church, which was located directly in the path of the storm, should have been just as affected as all the other buildings around it. But miraculously, it wasn't. The storm had hit with incredible force, but the water never entered the church. The glass walls remained intact, and the church interior was completely unharmed. It was as if the building had been protected by an invisible force, untouched by the devastation that surrounded it. Blanca Latanda, a parishioner who reported on these events, recounts how everything around the church was destroyed. The streets were filled with mud, and debris covered everything. Yet inside the church, it was as pristine as ever, untouched by water or dirt. The church stood there like an oasis in the middle of a flooded wasteland. It was as if a bubble had covered the church. Now, how does Padre Pio fit into all this? Well, about 10 days before the storm, Blanca asked the parish priest how many relics there were in the church. To her shock, the priest replied that there were none. "Oh no, that's not right at all," she replied. "We must have a relic. The parish must be protected by a saint. I'll give you mine." When Blanca handed him the relic, the priest couldn't believe it. It was a piece of Padre Pio's dried blood. The priest accepted the relic, but he did not realize at the time just how significant this gesture would be. Only a week later, disaster struck. As the storm raged, Blanca was not in Catarroja, but she quickly contacted the parish priest to ask about the situation. "How are you? How is everything?" she asked. To her amazement, the priest told her, "No, no, nothing happened. There was a miracle. Padre Pio protected the parish. He did not allow anything bad to happen to the church. He protected it." All the other parishes were destroyed, except this one and the Church of St. Michael, which is a little way up at the top of the town. There, in St. Michael's Church, the Blessed Sacrament is exposed and perpetually adored. And it was there that something incredible happened as well. Listen to this. As the water levels began rising, it started flowing into the church. Yet, a group of people stayed behind, continuing to pray with the Blessed Sacrament, even as the water climbed up to their chests. At one point, they decided to take down the tabernacle and move it to safety, along with the statue of Saint Joseph. However, when they climbed the stairs to reach the first floor, they encountered an obstacle. The door wouldn't open. It was stuck shut. They prayed to the Lord for help, and suddenly the door opened on its own, allowing them to move to safety on the higher floor. They spent the night praying, illuminated by candles, with the Blessed Sacrament and the statue of Joseph by their side. Reflecting on all these events, Father Martinez concludes, "Where is God in the face of so much sorrow and destruction? Well, if you don't see Him, you are very blind. Look around you, at the people helping each other, the people who have stopped thinking of themselves and over a weekend have raised their gaze and looked at others. Perhaps something is needed to destroy in order to rebuild on a new foundation, and the new foundation is the foundation of love." And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.